Payroll tax problems are the worst. Hello, my name's Jim Wade. I'm a tax attorney here in Maine, and welcome to Tax Resolution Talk. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing how you can take a business debt and make it into a personal problem. I'm talking about trust fund taxes. These are the taxes that are withheld from an employee's paycheck. That's your federal and state withholdings, FICA and Medicare taxes. Now, payroll tax problems are also the employer's portion, but what you need to be concerned about is just what's being withheld from the employee, because you are holding the money in trust for the government. That's why they call it trust fund taxes. Many businesses, when they get in trouble, they start dipping into this withholdings. Now, they don't do it overtly, but what happens is money gets tight, they've got to pay their employees, they've got to pay for materials, and so they just don't pay the government. They just give the employees what they need to keep them happy, pay off the creditors, and hope for the best. You know, they're like gamblers. We all like roll the dice. We're going to get that next job, that next case, whatever it is, and it's going to bring enough money to pay everything off. Very rarely does that ever happen. Instead, the problems continue, and then quarter after quarter, the debts keep piling up. Because with payroll taxes, it isn't just like, you know, a regular tax problem where, you know, you file a return once a year. If you don't file it on time or you file it and don't pay the taxes, penalties and interest are not great. But if you don't owe a lot, it can be something you can just sort of deal with down the road. But with payroll taxes, you know, you're dealing with multiple quarters in a year. You got four of them. And you have a required deposit schedule, whether it's semi-weekly or monthly. Every time you miss a required deposit, there's interest and penalties on that. Fail to file the return on time, there's penalties and interest on that too. And it compounds really, well, it compounds quickly. I was going to say really quickly, but sort of saying the same thing twice. But it adds up. And what makes this even worse is that if the business, let's say, fails and the government can't get the money that should have been paid to it for the employee's withholdings, well, now they can come after you personally for those business debts. And this is where the problem really starts, because it's not just the owners of the business who may be liable for these unpaid employee taxes. If you're a controller, a CFO, maybe even the bookkeeper or an accountant, depending on what sort of control you exercise over paying those payroll taxes, you could be dragged in to be liable for this. The IRS throws a huge net to get as many people as possible to sort of empty their pockets out to pay this tax debt. Usually the first people they're going to look at are the owners of the business. What responsibility did they have, and were they aware that those taxes weren't being paid? If the answer is yes, guess what? They're on the hook. Are there any officers or employees of the company who knew about this payroll tax problem and didn't make sure those taxes were paid? Well, guess what? Now they're on the hook too. If you're sort of a lender or a third party who's helping out the company and have any control over paying those payroll taxes, you're dragged in too. So it can get nasty quick, because generally speaking, if you've got a business, these debts will typically stay within a business. Business fails, they die with the company. Unless, say, it's like a lease or a mortgage where you've personally guaranteed it, then they could come after you personally. Well, trust fund taxes are like that, this sort of personal guarantee. So when the business doesn't pay, the IRS can come after you personally for it. And what'll happen is the IRS could file a lien against you. And that's sort of a notice that's in the registry of deeds that tells the whole world, guess what, this guy owes money. And if you try to sort of sell your real estate, well, now you've got to pay the IRS. They can also come after your personal assets. So they can do what they call a levy, an asset seizure. They can seize your wages, Social Security benefits, retirement plan distributions. They can seize money if you're a small business. You start a new business, say, after the one fails. If you're owed money by customers or clients, well, the IRS can seize that too. They can reach into your bank account and seize money. And let's say you've got a joint account with your spouse. Guess what? IRS has got that money. Now you've got to go sort of cap in hand to see if you can't get your spouse's money back. Meanwhile, you're sleeping on the couch. You're in the doghouse. I guess the best way to describe it is these trust fund taxes, you know, they're kind of like a cancer. They can metastasize. They can sort of come outside of the business and sort of poison your personal, assets. So you got to be very careful. A quick way to sort of summarize this is if you've got a payroll tax obligation, meaning you've got employees, you need to be very careful that the IRS is getting paid. If you're having cash flow problems, then you need to have some serious discussion with the other owners before you make a decision to pay somebody else ahead of the IRS. And that somebody could be, you know, even the most important vendor. Hey, if we, let's say you're, you do oil deliveries. Hey, we need to fuel the truck. You go out and pay to have the fuel and not pay the IRS. You've paid an obligation ahead of those payroll taxes. You're liable. Got to pay to sort of rent the space you need to deliver services to clients. Guess what? You've paid someone ahead of the IRS. If you're not paying those payroll taxes in full when they're required, you got problems. So if you're a business owner, you want to be real careful about that. Let me switch gears just a little bit. Let's just sort of change the dynamics. If you're someone who's going to start a business, you need to really be aware of what your responsibilities are within the business. Going back to what I said earlier about sort of this responsibility or a duty to ensure these payroll taxes are made, if you have a job where you either are dealing with payroll taxes or you're in a position where you need to ensure that the business is doing what it's supposed to do. For example, I'm the treasurer. I'm the president of the company. Those are positions typically that have some sort of duty to ensure that the company is doing what it's supposed to. And if it's not, you're going to have some trouble. Now, just because you have a role where there's a duty to ensure these taxes are paid, that's not a guarantee that you'll be found liable for the non-payment of these trust fund taxes. But 9 times out of 10, you're gonna be found liable for that. So if you're thinking about starting a business and you have any concern whatsoever about, you know, being in a position where you got to take care of payroll taxes, be very careful about your duties. You know, if you're an owner and you don't want to deal with payroll taxes, then you need to have it very clearly laid out that I am not responsible for payroll taxes. And that's not even a guarantee that you get out of it, because you can't sort of turn a blind eye. If you're aware that, you know, payroll taxes aren't being made, you can't just sort of put the blinders on. But it's safer if you're concerned about it to sort of say, look, I am dealing with, like, I'm the salesperson. All I'm going to do is deal with sales. Then make sure that's very clear in there, that you're not also going to be sort of having a duty to look over the shoulder of, you know, the financial part of the business, like checking whether the bookkeeping's done right or the payroll taxes are made. We're very clear about that. So I'm going to leave that last bit with an asterisk saying those are just general comments, and you really need to talk to a business attorney if you have any concerns about that, and have them help you draft this agreement to make sure you have the most protection possible. Also, if you've got personal assets, you're concerned that some of those may be, might not be protected against sort of these debts from the business that might sort of be put as like a personal liability, you know, you really want to talk with an estate planning attorney, a business attorney, maybe even a tax attorney to make sure you've got the maximum protection. So with that, I'm going to end this episode. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 207-502-7181, or you can email me at jwade@jdwadelaw.com. You don't need to write those down. I'll have them in the show notes, but Those are the ways, best ways to contact me. And if you do find yourself in trouble with the IRS regarding payroll taxes, it's serious stuff. You want to get somebody to help you immediately. Don't let that become a real problem and have it sort of bleed over into your personal life. I think many divorces are due to financial problems. So if you're married, you really don't need that hassle, that risk to your family's sort of financial and mental well-being. So with that, have a great week, and thank you for listening.